Welcome to the Cosmic Dojo. This is Steph Todd. I'm so happy to be here. I have been on a little hiatus. I'm building copper pyramids now. I turned my garage into a little shop. That's what I've been busy doing. So today we are going to do a meditation, a guided meditation. I'll take you on a journey to the moon. We'll see what happens, what comes in. I'm pretty excited. These are always fun and unexpected. So I'll go ahead and ask that you get into a nice quiet space, that you get relaxed, light some candles, maybe some incense, kind of get an atmosphere here going for you. This one's going to be a little bit longer, I'm feeling, but I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Okay, so here we go. Sitting or lying down, let's go ahead and connect our roots with the intention to ground. Send our roots down into the earth. Connect and wrap around the crystalline grid of the earth. And then continuing to grow our roots deep down into the earth, connecting to, I'm seeing her heart chakra and her crown chakra. And here we're releasing. So anything that you're wishing to let go of, it'll be a little mental fire ceremony here. So everything you're wishing to release that's had closure or that's needing closure, there's anything out of alignment, anything that's blocked, ask and intend to remove anything or temporarily ask the obstructions to move aside so you can journey further into yourself to see what can be released, what feels of truth. Interesting. I just heard my skin say that it wants to release those lifetimes where it's felt like burned at the stake. The harshness, the winters, the things that my skin faces, it's also asking that it can join in and release any of those energies, those memories. And anything else here you wish and intend to release and let go of, send it all down into the earth. If you wish to go past her chakras, you can go into the Middle Earth or the Crystal Cave Realm or whatever your Middle Earth looks like. And it's interesting, moon and sun already came in, speaking of duality, like the yin and the yang, the left, the right, the front, the back. So moon is asking that we release the veils or anything we may be holding on to in terms of a judgment or a holding of thoughts or beliefs. And moon is saying about anything. So if you can, for this moment, act or pretend as if you're a brand new soul. You've just come to Earth. And you don't know anything yet. So even without the morals, the principles, the values, the what's right, the what's wrong, what's up, what's down. It's a completely absent vessel that allows you fresh eyes and perspective. And anything else you're called to or ask for, and we're going to open up sacred space before we journey, calling in the sacred directions, the winds of the east, south, west, north, above, below, within. The Earth Mother, Grandmother Moon, Grandfather Sky, the stars and the star nations, the elements, including ether, calling in our divine light team, angels, archangels, guides, healers, teachers, the wisdom keepers, the record keepers, any and all universal beings of light that can assist us and guide us today, that is for our best or better, and that is for the good and the good of all. I'm feeling guided to cloak. If that resonates you, maybe step into your Wonder Woman, your invisible plane, like the Harry Potter cloak. And then calling on our higher selves as well, and intending that our higher selves, you know, astral bodies when we travel, that we're able to integrate what we see, feel, and experience, any healings that might partake, that they be modulated at a pace that works for us so we can function. And I'm hearing with grease, that's your grace and ease together. Anything else that comes in for you? I'm seeing golden butterflies around us. So as we've set this space to come together, the sacred space, I'm even hearing the ancient moonwalkers, calling on them. If you're guided to, you can call in your ancestors or any past, present, future lives, simultaneous lives, parallel lives, any other parts of you, aspects of you, and call them in. Okay. And I'm feeling guided. Let's go ahead and open up our eighth chakra. That's right above our head. Maybe you open it like French doors or like a camera lens. And the inner wheel of that chakra. Let's go ahead and jump into that. And imagine this to be our little UFO, a little spaceship. Or if you see it as your Merkaba, or whatever vehicle you see yourself in. Okay. And I do ask and intend that that vehicle also be cloaked. And it's interesting, right away I thought I would be in my little plane. It kind of looks like a crystal plane. But it turned into a canoe. And we're in this, it's like the waters are blue on the outside of this river. And the canoe, where it's at in the middle of the river, is like this kind of, almost looks like a milk chocolate white. So if you can imagine this kind of creamy milk chocolate liquid, it's the water. The outsides of that are this really beautiful aqua blue. And some of the edges, it mixes with that white. So it makes it a very bright, brilliant aqua blue. And we're traveling on our way, and the horizon is the moon. And this beautiful, this moonlight. And I'm seeing all of us in the canoe, but we're all moving quite fast through this river towards this, the horizon, where it actually, it moves. It's interesting. It's not so much like water, but we move in the boat as if we are on a conveyor belt. Or at the airport, those really long, I forget what they're called, but it's just taking us there so gently and slowly. I'm seeing a lot of sparkles of lavender around us. It's quite interesting. I'm seeing more pale, or pastel colors, or like an essence of a color. Okay. And this is great. We're going right into the moon. Wow. And to me, right away, we went right in. It was almost an invisible barrier, almost like a drawbridge that's... the bridge is over a moat. We came into the moon, and then this bridge, it came back up and closed us in. And inside of it, it's like Grand Central Station. I'm seeing a lot of different beings. But again, they don't see us. Kind of like Charlie's Angels, we're incognito. And there is a moon being, so she did come up to us. She understood our intention. She's saying she'll be our guide. And it's rather funny. She's showing up as, she almost looks like what you would think of a little green alien guy, the form, the shape of her face, but she's more white, more of like kind of like a porcelain doll. A little bit more of that creamy color to her, though. And then as a joke, she's got, it's almost like the 50s, if you think of the flight attendants. It's the bright blue eyeshadow, this ginormous blonde wig. She's got this cute little outfit on. I love their sense of humors. And she brings us now to an outlook. There's a place that we can look back on our planet. And it pans around. We can see out into the universe. We can see into, this is interesting, stars. They look, it almost looks holographic. It looks like there's layers to the stars that when you view it from a specific angle, it looks solid. If you were to shift over, you can see how the different layers create that illusion of the stars. Not sure what that is. And she's saying that they're the city creators. She's saying that there's architects that use a lot of the different styles, colors, the building, the structures, the materials that are some of the civilizations from the moon. Those architects use that on Earth, maybe even without knowing it. Some of the architecture looks the same. And for me, what I'm seeing, it's a lot more of the olden, I guess more of the basic adobe structures, kind of the Mesoamerica. And she's saying that they do have a lot of Earth on the moon. So it feels like a lot of, okay. So she's saying that there's oceans. There's a lot that's within the moon. But she's saying that as architects, they build what it is that they need or want to experience. So at any given time, it can change into something completely different. And I'm asking her the significance of the moon in humans. And she's saying that the reason why a lot of us in many cultures see the moon as either feminine or masculine is that it's like a daily, it's a reminder of when you see something, it's like that reminder of what you are, who you are, what you work on, what you're guided to do. It's the cycles and the phases. But it's also that idea that there can be still the duality within us and outside of us. She's saying that the moon, the purpose of the moon, it is for our understanding of gravity. She's validating that. The high tides, rising the light within each of us and all of the cells, bringing things out, extracting. And I feel that what she's saying is that we're creating these experiences. We've created this place. So together we've created Earth. We've created the sun, the moon, the universe, all the planets. And they're assigned tasks. And she's saying other planets have different moons or many moons, and a lot of them, they can have similar characteristics or they can operate separately, independently of one another. She's saying some are inactive. She's showing me like Christmas tree lights where we have a few of them out on a strand, but the rest are lit. But they still serve a purpose, she's saying. And it's an anchor. It's a big, beautiful anchor. And again, coming in with this fresh, clean, slated thought, trying not to come in with what I know or what I've been taught, or at least what resonates with me. And I am asking this guide, who she said her name is Starla. Go figure. I just love these guys. So she's going back to times, ancient times, primitive times. And it's interesting. It's like there's this place, it's like an airport. The moon is where there's beings that are coming here. There are souls that go there. And I'm asking her for what purposes, and she's saying there's many, many different purposes. So some it is like a pit stop. Some souls go there. They're still healing or working on something before they incarnate. Some might be there and connecting to a different place. So navigationally, it's a... She's like, okay, if you think of it as like, if Earth is a destination, the moon is like the souvenir shop. You can have many wonderful experiences here. And she, I don't know what this is. She's talking about the metal people. And she's showing me a corner. And it looks like the Art Deco of maybe the 50s. The really beautiful clean lines of buildings and structures. Metal people. I'm kind of stuck on that. I'm not hearing much from her. I'm wondering, are they representing? Are they made of? What is this with metal? And I guess, so what she's saying is that they're more of, it's an energy. It's not in a human form, but they call them people. And they work with a lot of the metals, so more in an alchemy. Yeah, it looks like an alchemist setting. And they're taking different minerals, different rocks, and different... So maybe the meteorites, different debris, natural debris in our galaxy, and they're making and creating different rocks with them. And I'm even seeing some are like statues. Some are old deities. Some are things. They're beings. I don't know how to describe that. It kind of looks human, but it's more... it's just... Use your imagination. See what comes in for you. I can't describe some of these. But that's where the transformations are. So she's saying that the metal people use a lot of the environment they make and create things. And I feel like the point of that, though, I was wondering, is that their job? Are they stationed there? What is it that they're doing? And that's, it's kind of like a, when we go places, maybe agate picking, rock hounding. So they come in and it's like a little setup that they have, a little, I don't know, kiosk, if you will. And that's a place where they do these things. And it's kind of like, maybe foraging or looking for certain berries. Sometimes these different elements, they're meant to go back to their home base and to help them with different technologies, to help them with different things. And so she's showing us around, and it's like an airport. There's lots of little places you can go in, but I'm seeing a lot of layers of walkways in terms of stories tall. The height of some of these places are very, very high. We can look over the rail of the walkway and look down. And I'm asking her, I'm trying not to, but I am asking her about the different, beings, all the different ones that are there. And she is saying that there are different beings of all walks of life there. Some we would not want to encounter, and some that of those different races are benevolent, but they all walk the moon. And now I'm asking her, when I'm healing or doing a lot of work, I do this when it's not the full moon time. So about 3 days before and after the full moon, I will not use her for healing in terms of sending energy to to the moon. So using the moon portal, what I do is send energy to the moon as she transmutes and heals different energies, different things that I'm working on or for a client. And I'm asking why the moon portal, why does that come in? And she's saying sometimes because these beings that were here on Earth, that we come from the stars, and sometimes you need a higher realm or something more in terms of the observer or a third party to be able to come in as a mediator or to come in to understand Earth is dense. And sometimes we have to get these energies off of the planet to heal. So that makes sense. Oh, this is pretty. So now she brings us to a place. It's like a little garden where all these different flowers thrive in the moonlight. And she's reminding me, okay, now here's the gardens. And a lot of us with those intentions in that springtime, we will plant seeds for ourselves with things we want to manifest, to bring in, to tend to. And she's showing me, she's kind of reminding me, she's giving us a wink, but she's saying that there's a reminder, this moonlight, all that we see is also that's within us. We have gardens. We have different beings that we'll encounter. Many different healers that are with us. Many different walks of life. And she's saying, look at it from the moon's perspective. If we're able to come in and understand that the moon has, say, a job. And the job is that it's the night keeper. That it works with those that don't rest in the night. The different time shifts, the energy shifts. She's saying that the moon comes in, it's actually helping with the gravitational pull on our human bodies. And I'm trying to say it in a statement form. I'm very surprised as I speak what she's saying. So it comes out in a question form. But she's saying that this gravitational pull, what it does for our bodies is it's that like an ice pack, if you have a sore back or any inflammation, it's calming and soothing. It helps things settle down, what is meant to settle down. And she's saying it's a mix between the realms in the daytime and the nighttime. There's two different energies. And this is those experiences here on Earth where we experience many realms at the same time. We can be day walkers and night walkers. But she's also saying that you relate to that too with the humans and the emotions. And she's talking about our adrenal glands, why humans have emotions. There's a lot that we're doing. She's saying those that have any adrenal issues, you can call in the moonlight, the moon herself, any aspect of the moon. And they're showing me the rainbow moonstone along with mookite. That's that really pretty kind of light tan or beige and red stone. She's saying the combination of those two together are very powerful for healing the adrenals. And she's saying even into the corresponding systems. She's showing me that the moonstone, along with aquamarine, would be a great pair to work with our lymphatic system. She's saying a lot of us, we contract with the moon because we've been there so many times before we incarnate, and how it heals, moves, and shifts. A lot of us are in agreement that that's an added ally for us on this human journey, and we're needing that extra support, that extra love, and that extra light to come in. If we don't have that forceful friend that sometimes they're not there forceful, but that friend that just comes in with those reality checks, if we're not reality checking each other, we're allowing ourselves to be in a place that doesn't either exist or we're enabling something that isn't for their best. She's saying the moon comes in that way, where the forceful word comes in is that moving that light through quickly, transforming. And she's saying it's a part of, it's a system. She's saying what's going out is being replaced with the higher energetics of the moon. It's so beautiful. It's still, I'm not sure why. It just comes in as that beautiful, that milky, creamy, white chocolate color. And it's coming through, she's saying, in our hearts, our minds, our bodies, our bones. And a lot of the elements that we've had here on Earth or we've experienced in other lifetimes, it's kind of like that moon place where we can go and get a little bit of everything, whatever we need. She's even showing me there's a little like a healer shop, little shaman market shop. And this is neat. There's a hatch door at the bottom level of this shop, the shaman healer's shop. And she's opening it up and she's like, that's where you come in. When you do this little portal work and you come in through the moon portal, you hop into this little store, you're getting what you need. You go right back through this little door, down the tube, you go back to Earth. So it's an eclectic, it's a very different kind of a healer shop, though. You would think there'd be a lot of the elixirs, the sage, the Palo Santos, the crystals. For here, it looks like a lot of, I guess, just blobs of energy in these different jars. She's saying those that we work with the spirits will often use a lot of the alchemists, the metal people. They kind of supply some of these different medicines, these energies, frequencies. And these energetics is what she's saying is that we will gravitate towards, we'll come in this little shop, we'll get what we need. And a lot of it for spirit healing, it's like that embodiment of opening up that light. Or at times I've opened up a portal with the angels, helping move souls through, helping move. So it's another way to work with spirit without necessarily doing those things anymore. She's saying a lot of us aren't using the portals right now. We are staying cloaked. We're doing things a little bit different. And it's kind of like if your electricity goes out, she's saying that this jar that's holding this, it looks like a silvery, kind of a sparkly, but translucent energy in this jar. And these jars are very, I would guess they're probably about 2 gallons, these big glass crystal jars. And so she's saying it's if your electricity runs out, you would turn on that generator, the backup generator. So the energy in this jar is like that of working with spirits or transmuting, transcending, without having to open up the portals or needing an energy source to do the work that we've normally been doing. So here, of course, I'm asking for us, well, what can we play with here? What's safe for us? I'm kind of seeing this. It looks like those slinkies. It goes in between our hands, but it's this energy. It's got kind of a yellow, an orange, and then a pink to it. And the colors, as much as you play with it in your hands, it's not, the colors aren't mixing. They always stay their own colors. It's all connected, though. Okay. So she's saying it's a little bit of the planets, this direct energy. Because, of course, a kid in a candy shop, you let me play, I'm going to play. Asking that, is this okay? Is this toxic? Is there anything? Checking all the protocols here. And she's saying that it's like playing with your soil at home. So she's saying what this is, it's a lot of, there is sun energy in it. And then she's showing me there's different elements, the different, the terra, I guess the different soils. Some of them are from different planets. They're the crushed crystals that are in here. There's a lot of the different energies from different planets, but from their terrains. And she's saying that this can be very much heart healing. You can use this as like your liquid gold sunshine. And then that pink on the end, she's saying that it's kind of like a program. Like if you have a little water sprinkler going off, you've planted some seeds, you can use this as maybe every couple days you're watering your seeds. She's saying you can come in and soothe, almost like Vicks Vapor Rub. She's saying that sometimes when we're working on things and it's just a little bit harsh, this could be mentally, it could be spiritually, emotionally. This beautiful liquid, this magenta, kind of, it's like a soothing, a topical ointment, but it's very healing. And I'm seeing it go through our skin and then it goes into that area. I'm seeing it into, so the fascia, the muscles, the bones, even, she's saying. It can go into the blood. It's a cleanser, but it's very gentle and soft. And she's actually saying the best time that we can use this is at a full moon time. She's saying that the colors fade as the new moon comes around, and then it heightens back up at full moon. So we're able to see this right now because of the full moon. So it's at its prime. It's most effective at this time of the month, of the full moon cycle. Oh, wow. And then she took some of it. This is fascinating. And she's saying, okay, some of this pink, and she's kind of looking around. Okay, don't tell anyone. But she takes this pink and then she's adding it to this liquid. It almost looks like a little slime. She takes this pink, like she pinches it off almost like it's cotton candy. So it's interesting how the textures, how the things change when we play with it. Adding this pinch of this magenta to the slime, it's actually creating this little life. This like little tiny, it kind of looks like a little snowman, kind of he's still in the slime around him, like it's a melted puddle around him. I still see him as like kind of a green, I guess like a pea green kind of a color. And then it just kind of goes back down. So it's like if you were to add more of this, maybe he would, the little, I don't know, soul piece in this magenta, maybe there's a life spark, some sort of element that you can add it to whatever this is, the slime, and it creates beings. Okay. She's like, okay, I showed you enough. I'm gonna put that back on the shelf. Like, no, do you know what we can do here? Hold on. So we are moving on. Okay. Okay. So she's saying this one, she's taking out another jar and it's for our feet. And she's saying that for us to walk our journey, a lot of us, it's with the strength and the courage, the knowledge and the wisdom. A lot of what we're doing in life, we don't always have the humility with us. It's almost like we call on the ancients or the ancestors to help anchor that within us. She's saying this one helps bring that in for you. This is a frequency that you can ask to be sewn into your energetic body, your aura. I kind of like things sometimes where it's a little option. I like my on-off switch. So it's like my little backup or maybe a little reserve that's on my auric field. And that at the time that I'm asking for it to come in, I will switch it on. I guess I see it in our control panel. We have that option to press those buttons and bring in something at our choosing. I'm feeling guided not to have it sewn into me. That's just me. You absolutely can. It is divine of the light. But not just humility. She's saying a lot of the Star Nations and the ancestors, maybe a lot of us here have the heritage of the natives here in Americas, in the Americas. But she's saying that where we understand a lot of ourselves coming from the star people is because that's that remembrance of our soul purpose, why we're here. And we know not to let ego get into the way. Always question what you read, what you hear, what you see. Discerning your trust. Letting people earn that from you. I'm like, hey, I need a little more of that then. I'm very trusting. So I still have that little naive, that naivety, that part of me that I could stand a little boost. And this humility she speaks of when there's teepees, she's saying it's an energetic shape. She's saying that the natives, and this is really fascinating to me right now, my mind is blown. She's saying that the teepee is that of like the pyramids. It's this shape, it's the cylindrical, that point in the top. It's a lot about bringing the earth energy through the ground, through you. And it's pointed. It goes directly to the spaces, the stars, the planets, that every part of where we want it to go. I'm so fascinated by that. And she's saying that with this humility, and it looks like, I guess, it's a very soothing, I guess you would call it purple, because there's it looks a little bit holographic, or sometimes those wraps that they put on cars. You look at it one way, it might be teal. You look at it another way, it's purple, or it may be turned into green. So kind of those different rainbows or the iridescent colors. That's what I'm seeing. And I think the main color would be purple. But it's very bright. And then you can kind of play with it as well. It turns into, it reminds me actually of the rainbow, the moonstone. When you hold moonstone, it looks like that the aspects of labradorite, where you can see reds and oranges, yellows, blues, greens. That's what I see in this purple, but I'm seeing a little bit more on the teal and the green side. Maybe you see it completely different. And so I hit my little switch. I was like, okay, I want to feel this. So if you're guided to, and you've called that in, sit with that for a moment here. What does that feel like? To have no ego? To have love and respect for yourself, Creator, your elders, your children, Earth Mother, all her creatures. The sun, the stars, the moon, the planets. I'm kind of laughing because I like that so much. I was like, okay, we can kind of do this like an IV drip. I'll just kind of keep this coming in. This feels amazing. But what does this feel like for you? Do you notice, do you feel anything different? Would you think in a different way? If you have no ego right now, what do you think of yourself? What are your thoughts of yourself? Without the negative self-talk, what are your thoughts about yourself? Without expectations of yourself? And she's saying what's really beautiful about this element that we're using right now, or this frequency, that when you see it a certain color and it starts to shift into ego, the second that you start thinking or going down memory lane or old patterns, thought patterns, she's showing me that's why it's iridescent, because there's a point, it looks like, it just looks like one of, I guess, like a level that you would use when you're building something. You use the water level to determine the horizon. She's saying that when we're out of alignment, some of these colors will start to show up. They'll start to balloon out and let us know ego is coming in. How much ego do we want to let in? We can let it all in, but still be able to stand back and observe ourselves. Observe the conditioning, what we thought of ourselves, the constant comparing ourselves with others or in society. She rolled her eyes. She's like, this is why the cosmetic industry is a $1 billion business. So many people don't like what they see and they don't know how to change. She's saying with this little drop, she's giving us, oh, you guys, this is a gift. She's giving us this tincture and it has these drops in it, that's what this essence, that's what this humility dropper is. I'm not sure what to call it, but she's saying that we can help others. If you can imagine, if you're working on somebody, you can give them some of these drops. She's saying, just go ahead and imagine it to go right into their third eye. And that will help dissolve the ego. That will help shatter that of which is not serving them. You can do it on yourself. She's saying for us in our group, it would be great on our throat chakra. Really helping break up interference, she's saying. And it's so potent, this little tincture bottle, but she's saying it's unlimited. We can use this anytime. And she's saying too, sometimes what it's nice for is helping if you have a business or if there's a location, an address. She's saying maybe we're looking at the site or the business, maybe the logo. There's a lot that you can do, but you're imagining as if you're dropping some of these drops onto the business. So the name, the entity itself of the business, the home, the land, the location. She's saying logistically, we can use it all over. We've done a lot of the crystal activations within the rivers and working with the river devas. She's saying this would be perfect for that. And I'm offering her a thanks. I'm not sure what to give back. And she's saying, it's okay. Just help people. This is what we're here to do. This is in our lineage. This is in our hearts. This is a lot of where the moral compassing of humans lie within our hearts. And when we dissolve ego, we dissolve the illusion. We are accepting things as they are, ourselves as we are. And of course, I know we always use this with permission as we would any other tool or any healing modality. We always ask the land, the business, the person, ourselves even. Sometimes we're guided to do things, but maybe it's not at the right time. Asking ourselves if it's our benefit to do it at this time, this moment, if we should wait. And then she's saying, listen for the drops. How many does each need? Maybe someone gets a couple. Maybe it's five. Maybe it's one. But intuitively listen, and the guidance will come in. And I'm joking with her. I'm like, have you seen it on Earth? Do you have anything a little more potent right now? We're kind of sinking. We're not, but it feels like it. Is there any boost? Is there anything that we can do? A lot of the anger, a lot of what is taking place on Earth is absolutely meant to be here on Earth. Anger can be beautiful. It's like that full moon rising. There's been hidden angers or condensed versions of ourselves, or we've pushed ourselves down so long, now we have a voice. So what I would mean in asking for this would be something to help soothe some of these energies out there while people are going through what we are meant to go through. Can we also send something out at the same time that supports them and holds space for them while they're going through what they're going through for as long as they have to go through it? And it's funny. She's like, I don't know if I really have something like that. Because she's saying, you guys are already doing it. It's your intention. It's there to hold space. But I was thinking more in terms it would look like something, a dropper onto the earth's chakras, maybe some sort of healing that way. So she said, okay, I see what you mean. Because again, the earth, the outside, the universe is also within us. So it's really about planting seeds that help with the energetics of these emotions, of these releases. Okay. So she said, here, you can use this dropper. The name on it, it says gratitude. She's just showing us that this beautiful liquid, it's like a liquid gold. It's beautiful. It's just, it's so metallic-y and sparkly. But it's in this dropper, and she's saying that with the earth, when you're working with her and you're guided to, so with permission, you can go ahead and drop these gratitude drops. She's saying you can do it right on the crystalline grid as it covers the whole earth. You can do it on her chakras as well. The meridians, her ley lines. The continents, the land masses, the waters. She's saying it's the highest frequency that we work with, that we're, a lot of us might know that, but she's saying what the intention is with the gold and the dropper is that we imagine it as if you drop something onto a piece of paper, a water drop, and how it just expands out and it crawls in every direction out. And she's saying that action of seeing it permeate, of seeing it bleed into surfaces, or like a sponge. This is our ability to further deepen where gratitude can go and how it can work so that it can go into the deeper crevices. She's saying that is a reminder. So what is on earth is meant to be right now. There are still those free wills and being imposed on. She is saying, stay with it. Politically, there's a lot coming to light. Things are moving the way they're meant to. And it might not be at the timelines that we wish or want to see them at. We want them accelerated, especially freeing children. Freeing people. My thoughts are with those that are trafficked, releasing enslavement around the world. The abuse and the suffering, the things that are coming to light. These gratitude drops Oh, she came around and she put one on each of our crowns. She said, okay, let's feel this. What does gratitude in this gold dropper feel like? All of a sudden, I'm seeing us, we're sitting on the floor, and it's this illuminated floor. It's a white floor, but it's glowing. Like a very warm, soft glow. And looking around, I've seen this dropper go in, and I'm seeing lots of color changes within all of us. So she asked, what does gratitude feel like when the gold soaks into our thoughts? The gold gratitude soaks into our bones, our skin, our organs and systems, our consciousness. She's asking that, so if things are so grateful that in this moment, what we're feeling, what if we up it a notch? What if this beautiful gratitude is like a warm hug, a support system, warmth and acceptance, feeling secure, all your needs met? What if you multiply that by 3? What does that feel like? And she's saying you can increase it and decrease it as much as you want. She's being funny. She's using a pun. She's like, I don't want to burst your bubble. But you can't use gratitude too much. She's saying gratitude and this gold dropper is also endless. She's saying it's the harmonics of life. It actually comes in. So I am in my past life, about a decade ago, I closed my business as a pastry chef. And for me, vanilla was the silent partner in baking. And she's showing me that vanilla is like this gold gratitude. She's saying you can use it a little in cooking. You can use it in baking. You can use this in so many different contexts, but it's the silent partner, this harmonizing the harmonics. It brings in balance. It creates a bridge where there was not once one that can gap or bring in the gaps. It's a connector, but it harmonizes everything it blends with and mixes with. This is so funny. And so she's kind of being silly, but she pulled out, do you remember those caboodles? She's pulling out this, it was a makeup case in the 80s. It was really big. I had one. It was full of all kinds of gaudy, wet and wild lipsticks and nail polishes. And, but she's pulling this out and she's like, okay, let's do a little makeup hour. And it's funny because our third eye, what she's showing me, our third eye and our forehead is the whole entire forehead. I don't see an eye that's the size of our eyes now. The third eye is our whole forehead. And she's putting on this gaudy gold eyeshadow. those lashes, those fake lashes, and it's like blinking at us. So we're blinking at each other right now, just laughing. And I'm being silly. So I'm like, I want the fake mole and the bright red lipstick. but she's showing me that this is fun. She's saying that with this gold above our third eye, that if it's our eye, that eyeshadow or whatever that is, but it's this blanket of gold that's helping us to remember. She's saying it's like the silver lining. This gold is like that blanket, that mirror of, okay, life happens. Earth is heavy. Right above you is this gold. Don't forget the gold. She's saying that a lot of what the powers that want to be, that's what I call them, there's always a higher consciousness. There's a higher realm. And that's where the fear is. The powers that want to be, they're capped out. They are not viable in the gold realm or with gratitude. So she's saying that's going to be used with the humility, especially the magenta part of it, but that we can use these together, blend them. And this is like our little anecdotal, maybe for a situation, like it's a metaphor. She's laughing. She's like, you can be hilarious. You're trying to diffuse a situation. You might break out in a haiku. You might start to say things in funny forms or funny ways of speaking. But she's showing me that there's a medicinal property to this, that it's creating change in the moment. So with humor or what it is, we're still accepting and understanding what things are. Those of us that have had struggle in our contracts, it really alleviates that struggle or that need to struggle or self-abuse. Because it comes in to say, you know what, you've been under the gun for so long, it's okay. You can let yourself go. You are empowered. You are free at any time. And with these gold gratitude drops, what I'm seeing is that there's a lot that's permeating. So it's around us in an energy form. It's our bubble. And this is neat. So I saw it when it came in through our crown. Now it just opened up. It's doing the Care Bear hearts. So all of our heart energy, it's making a gold arc into the center of all of us, all six of us. And it's kind of like this disco ball where it's absorbing in and taking all this light and it's sending it back out. So it's this wonderful vibration that's coming back to each of our hearts from one another. And the our higher selves are saying, let's get in there. I want to feel this. I want some unconditional love. Well, it's funny. So I thought my higher self would come in and kind of soak or bask in this light. Instead, she sipped it like it's miso soup. I was seeing with the Japanese, the bowls and their spoons. That surprised me. But try to imagine your soul, your higher self. What does soaking in this immense unconditional love feel like as the higher part of yourself? So this is why Starla is saying that that's why we chose, if those that did, to bring in our past, present, and future lives. She's saying because this is also another way we're doing a little soul retrieval, but a soul healing, even that those parts that maybe don't want to come back, or those parts of us that have come back and then they've gone back out into the world. Kind of like when your teenager is adult age and they're ready to leave the nest. There's parts of us that we've healed and moved on. They are ready to go about their own journeys, which I never thought of before. It's quite fascinating. She's saying that that's what this can do. This helps from that perspective, like a buffet. She's saying some parts and aspects of us can come in and get what we need. We sit when we're content, and we get up and do as we're guided. So she's saying we're not very different than the moon. There's parts of us coming and going often. There's parts of us that come back. there's things that we might fear. And there's little anchors within us that we can draw on things we don't want to see or experience. But whatever this is, she's saying that it's okay. This is a part of us that when we're ready to move things out, we do. When we're ready to accept things as they are, we will. And she's saying the biggest key component here, though, is really it's through acceptance. It's through this gratitude. And I feel like a lot of what her messages are here is about finding that self-acceptance within us. Because as we accept ourselves, there's things in the world we're not changing. There's a higher vibration at what we resonate at. Our frequency is heightened. And she's saying that is what makes the changes. Holding a high vibration is what is effective. You ground that into the spaces around you or in your home where you're going. She said that's a lasting imprint. That is like a full moon for other people. It awakens them. It can bring them to places they're not ready to open up or accept yet. But it still keeps you divinely guided and protected. And it's beautiful. So she's sending us back now. I'm seeing that little drawbridge come back out. I feel like it would be our time to say thank you so much for the tour. Let's thank Starla and all the guides, the energies, the information, the healing. So I'm thanking them. I'm thanking the moon for this opportunity. The moon medicines. And it's interesting, I'm seeing us as we're departing. It's not that same canoe anymore. It's this really kind of cute, cartoony looking little rocket ship. And it flies like a plane. I can see us boarding it now. We're right waving goodbye. And the moon, in her own way, she's giving us these really beautiful hugs. It's almost like a blanket wrapped around us. Is what the moon feels like when she's hugging us. Okay, we're coming back now. And I'm seeing us, it's still nighttime when we're coming back, but I don't see that milky, like creamy water anymore. It looks to me more of like, I guess, the oceans at night, the Caribbean oceans. And then where there's the phytoplankton or those little jellyfish that can illuminate. And it's like you're looking down on the sky, but it's through the water element. So these little illuminations are like the stars in the water. And Moon's last message is remember who you are. And I'm seeing us. We're all coming out of the ship. Back onto the beach. And I see us all just kind of dropping our little our sun hats, our bags. Our and we're sitting down and there's a bonfire. And we're laughing. We're like, okay, everyone show each other the third eye with the gold, the gaudy gold eyeshadow. So we're sitting. It's this beautiful circle. We're laughing. We're giggling. We're amazed. What a beautiful place. So back at this fire, if there's anything left within you, maybe the gratitude helped to shift, remove, to loosen. If there's any other cleaning out you wish to do, like you would in fire ceremony, let's take this moment here. T- to release anything and all that's not serving us. To allow any spirits or parts of ourselves to cross over or to be cleansed and healed. Anything else? It's funny, we're on our backs and we're raising our feet to the fire. And I'm seeing the fire cleansing the bottoms of our feet. And then we sit up and I'm seeing that we're taking our hands and we're scooping in this fire into each of our chakras. Really cleansing our chakras. Bringing in the element of fire, bringing it in into each of our chakras, and then releasing anything that's not serving, any old energies. See a couple chakras that look sluggish. Okay, I'm seeing in someone there's a lot of congestion with your throat and your neck. Really taking this fire in. And if you wish, you can be your dragon at the moment. Or have your chakra be your dragon. And really fire breathe out. Release any impurities. Release anything not serving. Or just release any energies to make room for maybe this golden gratitude. The humility or both. Bring in unconditional love. And after our chakras, we're done fire breathing. Let's go ahead and intend that they close to a point where they're still operational, but not leaving you wide open. And we'll go back through the inner wheel of our eighth chakra and close that up. Again, if it wishes to stay agape or a little bit open, as long as that it be at a pace you can function on and stay grounded. Our third eyes, I don't know. Those might not want to close for a while. That's fine. Go ahead and close it when you're ready to or feel guided to or intend that it close later at a time when it's less excited and it can rest. Anything else you're guided to release, please do so. While I think beautiful sacred directions and above, below, within our ancestors, past, present, future lives, our divine teams, all the beings that helped us today, the moon and the earth. Even thanking the waters, the boat, the rocket ship, every part of our journey. Okay, my crown is not quite closed. I'm trying to dial that in. It might be a little bit harder too with the full moon. It kind of keeps us locked open a little bit more, maybe at our comfort level. So we can intend to close that. Or maybe shield a little bit more if it's not wanting to close. So cloak. Keep yourself cloaked if you wish. Thanking our higher selves, thanking each and every one of you. And go ahead and come back into your body and move and wiggle around if you need. And I have to share, that was such a fun meditation. That was really wild, unexpected. I got a lot out of it. I love when we journey, we always get little gifts. We get tools for our kits, our arsenal of anything that we could ever want, need, or use. I'm beyond words. If you have any questions or want to reach out, if you have ideas for meditation, go ahead and email me at thecosmicdojo@gmail.com. I'd love to hear your comments, questions, anything about this. If you're interested in copper pyramids, I make them for over your bed and to meditate under. They're like a 2-in-1, super fun. I can get you pictures, pricing, things like that. But really what these meditations are, it's just so much fun and exploring, and that's my kid at heart play. That's absolutely something that I love to do. I question everything, the world around me, why things are what they are. I think a lot of us have that nature. We don't always know how to ask these things or to get the clarity. Sometimes we're missing that. So thank you so much for being on this journey with me. I very much appreciate you. And so it is. See you next time.